Continuing with the pasuk, the beautiful, incredible pasuk, Oroz Arua LaTzadik LeYishu Lev Simcha. Rav Shimshul Falhash has a very special way of translating this pasuk. There is sown light for the righteous and gladness for the upright of heart. And he links it to the previous pasuk, Ayave Hashem Sinira, you who love Hashem hate evil. Because this is a glimpse into the future of mankind. And it's calling everyone in every generation who is a friend of Hashem, so to speak, friend of Hashem's cause, to hate evil implacably. It's not about the evildoers, but it certainly is about evil. And to rise up in open opposition against evil whenever and wherever it may appear. This brief look into the world to come, the days to come, is meant to assure us that evil can't last forever. The future belongs to the righteous, and that with every human act of intervention against evil, the kingdom of Hashem and human salvation on earth is brought one step nearer. Every fighter against evil is therefore a champion of Hashem's own cause, and therefore enjoys Hashem's special protection. He explains that Oroz Arua LaTzadik doesn't mean that light is sown for the righteous, because that would imply that every righteous person will see light in their own lifetime. They'll see the full fruition of the light that is his. Rather, Oroz Arua LaTzadik means sown light is for the righteous. The righteous man, woman, is aware at all times that the present portion, whatever's going on now, is only light which is sown. Right now we're sowing. It's only in the distant future that the true good will bloom and ripen on earth. But the seed has been sown by the God of time in the womb of time. However, even this awareness is sufficient to bring joy to the heart of the righteous one. And even if he's not only a tzaddik doing his duty, but also yashar lev, upright in his attitude, if he possesses that uprightness of heart, which makes him find joy, only what is good and right, and causes him to derive pleasure, solely from the awareness that he's done his duty, then he's also going to reap a double harvest of happiness. Number one, deriving joy from the awareness of duty well done, and then the happiness and the realization that he's taken the divine path which leads to salvation, and one day will blossom forth. And perhaps, therefore, it's no surprise that encoded into the words Oroz Arua LaTzadik LeYishu Lev Simcha, the last letter of each of the words Zarua LaTzadik LeYishu Lev Simcha is Akiva. Not Akiva with an Aleph, Akiva with a Hey, the way that Rabbi Akiva's name is spelt in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one that has the long-term perspective. Rabbi Akiva is the one that can see destruction right now and laugh. He can feel the simcha right now, even in the darkest of times, because he understands what's coming later. Rabbi Akiva, who even according to the Rishalmi, his own execution is laughing, because he understands there's sown light over here. He's sowing light for the future. He can see the fox coming out of the Kodesh Kedashim. He can laugh because he sees lights being sown for the future. Rabbi Akiva is the one with the long-term perspective. And if you have the long-term perspective, there's simcha there.